Shortly after all the delegates and journalists leave Tampa, Romneyville residents will have to pack up their tents and go somewhere else. The Poor People's Economic and Human Rights Campaign leased the property where they're staying for 4 months, and that time is nearly up. Curtis Hunt Jr. won't go to a shelter. He said that's because they won't let him stay with his wife, and it's not safe.
There's been a lot of people's gear and things being stolen out of that place. And it's kind of like a place for people to single out who is a part of doing drugs, part of prostitution, a part of that world of the hood or the ghetto. Or, you know, I can't say that, just crime, in period.
And Hunt said some places, like St. Vincent de Paul, don't take good enough care of the people going there for help.
They're not feeding us our diets that we need. And, like, if I want to be unhealthy, I should have the choice to go be unhealthy. If I want to go eat at McDonald's and eat a burger or go get me a chili dog, that's my choice. But I don't want to eat bread, which is bleach and sugar and salt, and it's got like no meat in it, and like you just take a condensed can of something that needs water to it and put it in there, and it's just flavorless stuff. It causes stress, it causes unhappiness and depression.
Sometimes, he added, it was even a tease.
The fruit trucks that come through and like all the trucks that come with nutrients, they would bring through like fresh juices and fresh fruit and fresh everything. You would see tons of food behind the counter when we went to go eat. But the thing was, though, nobody got it.
Anthony Torres has been homeless for 2 months and is staying at Romneyville. He said there are places to go, like the Salvation Army shelter, but he's already exhausted that option.
They give you 5 free nights, and after that, you got to start paying yourself. And for a person like me, I don't have no income, no way of getting money. I couldn't afford it, you know? So I used my 5 days. Then I started sleeping under a bridge. They kicked me out. I didn't have the money. And on top of that, they don't feed regular meals to the people that don't stay there. If you don't stay there, you don't get to eat.
Staying at the Salvation Army shelter is $10 a night after a person has used up all their freebies. Many of the area's poor who no longer have a place to live don't have a way to pay that. Romneyville organizer Bruce Wright thinks there are too many obstacles for people in the streets to earn money. When they do manage to make a buck, Wright said, check cashing services like Amscot charge too much.
Homeless folks and poor folks are reliant on people writing them personal checks. And even business owners sometimes, if someone does some temporary labor, write it from a business check.
Wright is planning to protest Amscot, but he hasn't released a date or location for that demonstration yet. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Romneyville, Tampa.